Buses line up at the Ypsilanti Transit Center on a Monday morning to pick up passengers who will be traveling all over Washtenaw County. That's where I met Matthew Carpenter. He's the CEO of the Ann Arbor Area Transportation Authority, also known as the RIDE. We discussed the August 7th transportation millage.
This millage is really a renewal and a maintaining of the services that we've been implementing over the last 5 years. We're not expanding any other services at this time with this millage.
Among the upgrades are later weekday service on most routes until 11 p.m. and new Saturday and Sunday service. Carpenter says approval of the initial millage allowed expansion of another essential service.
While all of that was going on, we were expanding our paratransit A-ride services for persons with disabilities. So folks going door to door, maybe in a wheelchair, we're having more increased independence and access to things in the community.
A bus at the Ypsilanti Transit Center lowers a wheelchair ramp for Robert Murray to get off. The senior citizen says he rides the bus every day and supports a millage that would allow for continued service.
I wouldn't be able to get to, appointments, if it wasn't for this bus, especially with electric wheelchair. I need the services that, like the bus, that'll pick up the whole wheelchair with a ramp.
But not all voters are in favor of renewing the tax levy. 22-year-old Justin Powers uses the bus to get to the University of Michigan for his research work. He remains unconvinced.
I feel like there's not enough information provided to justify it. If they can justify the expenses, it would make sense to fund public transportation, because that's really important, especially around kind of these downtown concentrated areas of Ypsi and Ann Arbor.
The RIDE CEO says the improvements made over the last 5 years provide the justification. Matthew Carpenter says ridership is now at 6.8 million, a 5% increase from fiscal year 2016-2017. Paratransit usage also increased by 3% during that time. Beyond individual ridership, Carpenter notes there's an additional benefit to the area.
We're seeing really the economies of Ypsilanti and Ann Arbor areas beginning to merge more and more, and there's way more commuting and there's more traffic flows between them all the time. We have frequently we will hear from folks in the hospitality sector in Ann Arbor and Ypsilanti, the Convention and Visitors Bureau, hoteliers, restaurateurs, basically saying we need employees. Labor is really tight. How can we get more employees to our work sites? We'll hear from folks in Ypsilanti, as well as Ann Arbor and other places. We really need to get to jobs. How can we do that?
If approved, the 0.7 mil would cost the average homeowner about $70 a year during the next 5 years. For some, that doesn't sound like too much, but what about those who aren't working? Senior citizen Michael Simmons understands the need to continue funding public transportation services at current levels, but living on a fixed income, he says his hands are tied.
It's very difficult because I'm still in the soup line, still looking for help, Medicaid, so on and so on.
Overall, approval on August 7th would generate about $4.8 million in 2019 and more than $22 million over the five-year levy. Omara Cox is a frequent rider that stands in favor of renewal. She says the additional funding has allowed the ride to offer a greater number of direct routes.
It's not taking up as much time as it used to. It used to take more time because, if I'm not mistaken, it used to run every hour, if I'm not mistaken. Now it's, every 15 minutes, it did half an hour.
So what would happen if voters reject the tax renewal next Tuesday? CEO Matthew Carpenter says the right could opt to revisit the question on the May 2019 ballot. If not, service cuts would have to be enacted next summer. Jorge Avellan, 89.1 WEMU News.